Welcome to Random Musing episode 41. My name is Queen Rafi and this is my podcast Queen Rafi Space, and for today's episode I'm going to give in my two takes about Nollywood, specifically the Yoruba movie. I think they call them Yoruba Wood. I'm not sure that's what they call them, but I'm just guessing. Anyway, I'm going to be talking about some popular things I have noticed with those movies that are just annoying. I grew up watching Yoruba movies because we were in the north and my dad wanted us to understand the culture, the religion, but the culture of Yoruba people and all of those things. So watching Yoruba movies was actually one of the ways that my dad infused those things into us. And over the years, I have seen the movie just go from, I don't want to say from good to bad, because I mean, sometimes the movies are good, but honestly, there are some certain things that have started to happen in this early, in this 21st century generation of movies that I'm just like, I'm over this. I have to talk about it. As in, Otisumi, I am tired. So here, I'm addressing the very first one. Bad scripts. Oh God. Some movies just don't work. The script is so terrible. Like, even you that you're watching, you realize that what is happening here? Like, first off, they start off the story with some guy who is broke and doesn't exactly know what he wants to do with his life. And then before you know, there's someone else, there's another lady somewhere, then someone else. And then before you know, they meet together and then they get married and then things get better. And then it goes back to being worse. And then, and you're like, what is this? Why is the story so disjointed? Like, what is happening here? What am I even watching? What is this? Some scripts are terrible. Another thing is terrible, stupid endings that don't make sense. Sometimes it's a good movie, they have a good storyline, they have good scripting, you're enjoying the movie, you're, oh my God, you're like, how is this movie going to end? I'm really, you know, looking forward to how this movie is going to end. I want to see what the ending is going to look like. I mean, such a powerful story, and they disappoint you. Let me give you an example of a movie I watched. So I watched this Nollywood movie where the lady was a really big star in the TV industry and she had to marry this guy who was a model, and he felt, you know what, I just want you to be a housewife, I don't want you to do anything else. And he literally turned this girl into something else while going out there and gallivanting, and like her whole life just washed away right in front of her eyes. And then it became so terrible that she took her own life, right? And the husband went on living his life normal, like no repercussions, no lesson to say, women, please don't lose your lives this way. Like, not even, you know, that small writing that you write and say, please don't live your life like this or something. The way the movie ended was so empty, so shallow. It's like they have a good script, they start very well, and then at the point you're just like, I beg, I'm tired, let's wrap up. Yeah, that's it, let's just end it here. And then sometimes some scripts are terrible. Like, you see a movie where somebody raped somebody, and the way you want to end it is that that person ends up getting married to that person. And I'm like, does this even make any sense? What message are you trying to pass? Or sometimes you watch a movie where a woman suffers so much. And then later her husband is just doing whatever he wants. And then one day the husband gets an epiphany, and then he goes and begs his wife, and then the wife just forgives him. Bim. That's the end of it. And you're like, what is the story here? What is the lesson? What are you trying to pass? Or you watch movies where somebody is suffering, going through so much problems, going through so much tribulations, and then he finally decides, oh my God, I'm going to go and consult some babalawo, like a herbalist. Goes and consults the herbalist, and then he runs into problem, obviously, because money rituals never ends well in these movies. And then you now start seeing, if he had just waited 1 minute, or 1 hour, or 1 day before he went to the herbalist, you know, his fortune or his life would have been better. And I'm just like, is this how you preach patience in a movie? Okay, now let's move to bad grammar. Oh my God. The bad grammar in Yoruba movies lately is just killing. See, what I loved about the old Yoruba movies was that they spoke Yoruba language. Really clean Yoruba language. I learned some of my proverbs and the strong proverbs I know today from watching Yoruba movies. I learned some of my vocabulary from watching Yoruba movies. But these days, you're hearing, Shoma lo si benye, you're getting me. Why you, like, you put in English in a sentence that English has no business there. And sometimes the grammar is so bad. Timoshe de office, he has wented away. I'm like, what was that again? I mean, just speak Yoruba. It is just better. I mean, some people, and some of the accents in these Yoruba movies, like somebody says it just, like, oh, they are, maybe the particular character just came back from abroad, they don't have an American accent. but they want to force it. So you start hearing, I cannot even give you an imitation because it's terrible, it's bad, and I don't think I speak that badly. So I can't. So why do you have to put in this bad grammar? I cannot count how many times they've like put up subtitles of Yoruba movies to just be like comic relief, from our look good in guys to so many other things like that. Why do you have to infuse this bad grammar? Just speak Yoruba. What was your Yoruba theme? Abi, speak Yoruba now. And then I don't understand the whole need to give Yoruba movies English names these days. Like, why? I'm watching Yoruba movie. I don't want to watch a Yoruba movie that is titled My Inheritance. I want to watch a Yoruba movie with a Yoruba name. Is that too much to ask for? Finally, I think some of the people who write these movies, who direct these movies, they've clearly lost touch. Like, you write some kind of stories and some kind of things in movies and you're just wondering, how does this make sense? For example, you write stories about how a woman who refuses to cook for her husband loses her husband to his side chick, and then people are now advising her that, it's because he'd not cook. What is this story about? Or you write the story about how a father loves his daughter so much, and at the end of that story, always ends with the father sleeping with the child. And I'm like, are you telling me that in this world, we don't have fathers who just love their children? Bam, and there's nothing added to it. The stories are just sometimes, they are not 21st century compliant. I think that's what I'll say. Please, to all our Yoruba movies, I love Yoruba movies. Don't make us hate it. Don't make us hate these movies. Keep turning out good stories, but at the same time, be in touch with the times that we are in and try as much as possible. Just avoid the bad grammar. English is not necessary. Yeah. Just leave the English, speak to the Yoruba. That's why I'm watching it in the first place. If you really want other people to get interested in Yoruba movies, use a subtitle and use a sensible person that knows the English to subtitle it for you. Yes, that's all my rants. Thanks for listening.